Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to give us a list of items that are not even batal be'elef, that are asr be'kol shuhu. No matter how significant the tarovas is, this item is these items are too significant to become batal. So the Gemara is going to discuss what kind of criteria it takes to make that list of things that are not even batal be'elef, and why it is that specific items did not make the list that you would have expected to be on the list. Specifically, the Gemara is going to talk about chametz bePesach. When we think of something that's aser b'mashu, the first thing we think of is probably chametz bePesach. Yet, chametz bePesach is not on the list in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to discuss that, which is obviously a fantastic daf yomi coincidence on Erev Pesach, that the Gemara is going to discuss why it is chametz bePesach is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about if some yayin nesach falls into a bar of regular yayin, so there's going to be a machlokas if you can sell the yayin in the bar, just subtracting the value of the yayin nesach, or do we say no, the whole thing's asabana, and therefore you're not allowed to sell any of it? And the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether that machlokas in the Mishnah is only when it's a tarovis of lach belach, that actual liquid fell into liquid, but maybe the halach is going to be different when it's yavesh be yavesh. Maybe everyone would agree, or maybe we pask in one way when it comes to yavish b'yavish, a barrel that gets mixed in with other barrels, and we'll pask in a different way when it comes to yayin b'yayin, that actual wine gets mixed in with other wine. The Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is going to discuss how to kasher a wine press that a guy had, that an Ovid Kachavim had tarred, because we assume that in the tarring process they also mix some wine in, I guess, so that the tar won't give a tam lefgam in all the wine that they're going to use in the press. So as they're waterproofing the press, there may be stam yenam shailas that come up. The Gemara is going to have two different versions of what Rava would hold about a wine press that a guy was actually, that an Ovid Kachavim was actually darachba, where he actually crushed the grapes in such a wine press, whether that's better or worse than what the Mishnah says when the Ovid Chavim tars the wine press. The Gemara is going to then in that context discuss how to kasher various kalim that relate to wine and winemaking that were in the possession of an Ovid Chavim. At the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell us how Rava had a particular chumrah or hanhaga when it came to sending wine bottles with an Ovid Chavim as a shliach, as the person to carry it, how he would seal it to make sure that it wasn't tampered with and that it wasn't assered somewhere along the way. So let's begin. We're at the Mishnah on the very top of Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Elu Asurin Va'osrim Bekolshu. The following things are Asur, and they Asur Bekolshu. Says Rashi, Kol Makom Shenis Arvu Sham Afilu Echad Be'elef Lo Batil Va'osrim Eskulin. Anything they get mixed in with, even if it's 1 in 1,000, it's not going to become batal. The entire tarovis is going to become aser. So what makes the list? Number one, yayin nesach. That's obviously why this mishnah is here. That's our topic. Yayin nesach, says Rashi, chavis be'elef chavios. Not just yayin b'yayin, a drop of wine falls into wine. No, chavis be'elef chavios. A barrel of yayin nesach gets mixed in with 1,000 other barrels of yayin nesach. Va'avodos chavim, an actual avodazaros, something that was actually Nevad, gets mixed in with other statues or other items that look similar to it. All of them are going to be Aser. V'oros Levuvin. Oros Levuvin are also Yisuriyana. That was a sugya earlier on in the Masechta. Oros Levuvin is when they would do this kind of ritual for Avodah Zarah, where they would, while the animal was alive, they would rip out its heart, and you could tell the Oros Levuvin usually by the blood stains around the heart. But let's say you have the rest of the hide maybe gets cut off from the part that was bloodstained, and it gets mixed in with other hides, and you can't tell the difference between them. Even echad be'elef is not going to be batel. Veshar aniskal, a shar that had killed people, and therefore was sentenced to death. So it's also by Noah. The Egla Arufa, if you find a dead body between two cities and you have to bring an Egla Arufa, the Egla Arufa itself is also by Noah. The Tzipore Mitzora, the birds that a Mitzora brings for his karbanos, the Seir Nazir, and the hair of a Nazir is also an Isser Hana. There's a discussion in the Rishonim how we know that Seir Nazir is Asr Bana. Rashi writes, we learn it from the fact that it says, V'nasan ala eish asher tachas zevach hashlamim, that somehow we see from there that it's like the zevach hashlamim, that it's an Isr Hana'a. Tosos, Rabbi Yudami Pariz, and Piskei Rid say that no, the source is Kadosh Yegdal Perasar Rosho. It calls it Kadosh, so that's how we know that the Seir Nazir is Asr Barna. But Seir Nazir is Asr Barna and will Asr B'kol Shehu. Upeter Chamar. Halacha is when you have a firstborn donkey, you're supposed to be poda b'seh and give the seh to a kohen. But if a person is not poda, then that chamor remains asr ba'ana. That if he gets mixed in with 1,000 other chamorim, they're all asr ba'ana, as calls man that it's not nifta. It's machlokas rishonim if we're talking about a peter chamor that you're able to be poda or not. Rashi says we're talking about a peter chamor kodem shenifta, and that's what it sounds like from the Rambam as well, that since the peter chamor gets mixed in with all these other chamorim, yahargu kulam. So he says that it's talking about a peter chamor before the arifa, that you're able to that you could have been poda. Tos Rabbi Kiveger says, well, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that the whole tarav is zasser? Without that, the whole tarav is zasser because the peter chamor is dover sheish lamatirin, meaning if you always have the ability to be poda, so of course it's zasser. It's dover sheish lamatirin. You could be matir al yidei p'diya, and the halach is a dover sheish lamatirin is eino batel. So of course it's eino batel filu be'elef. So the Meiri explains that the Mishnah is talking about a peter chamor after the arifa. So once you've already done the arifa, so then it's you're no longer able to be poda at that point. And the list continues. Ubasa b'chalav. That basa b'chalav is also an isra'na that is not going to be batal even be'elef. Says Rashi. Really, is that true? Isn't it benosin tam? That's be'elef. Says Rashi. Basa b'chalav. Chatichas basa shen is bashla b'chalav. V'nesra benosin tam. That there was milk that went into the basar and gave tam into the basar. V'chazra v'nisarva be'elef chatichos. And then that chaticha got mixed in Yavesh be Yavesh with 1,000 other chatichos. Not that a piece of basar b'chalav fell into a pot of a lot of other pieces of meat and it gave tam into the pot. It was a chaticha that there were a whole bunch of pieces in front of you. One of them is basar b'chalav. You don't know which is which. Oseres kulan bana. All of them are asar bana. The high tana suffer basar b'chalav isra'na deplukti b'chalav basar. It happens to be this tana holds a basar b'chalav isra'na, which is a machlokas in kalabasar b'shchitas chulin. The yeshal made him mimishna seinu the basar b'chalav b'mashahu. And some say that you see from here that basar b'chalav is asar mashahu. Surin the high b'chalav shu d'ktani kigon tipas chalav shenafla l'kadeira o chatichas basar ketana shenafla l'kadeira v'afilu ein menos in. Some want to say from here, a tiny drop of chicken soup falls into, a tiny drop of milk falls into your massive vat of chicken soup, it's not no same time at all, that's going to be asr, because our Mishnah is trying to say that basar b'chalav is asr b'kol shu. Doesn't mean something that's already a chafetz on basar b'chalav. Maybe it even means a little bit of chalav in a lot of basar will asr b'kol shu. Says Rashi, v'ta'us hu b'yadam. To say such a thing is an absolute mistake. Damar frashin v'gemar d'tana, davar sheb'minyin. Our Gemara is going to say that what are the criteria to make the list of things that are asr b'kol shu in our Mishnah? One of the criteria is that it's got to be a davar shebiminyan, kigon chaticha b'chaticha, something that if you were to sell it, you would sell it by number, you would count it out. Mishum d'darkan limanos chashiv lo batel. Since it's something that would be counted, it's considered chashiv enough that it's not batel. V'i b'basar shenasarif taimo b'chalav kamayri o b'tipas chalav shenafa l'kaderos basar miyavi. If we're talking about a drop of milk in a big thing of chicken soup, a drop of meat in a large milch dish, no, that wouldn't be a davar shebiminyan.
He says, you know, you learn Masech Schulin, it's obvious that Basar B'chalav is Menos in Tam. Plus, all the rules we mentioned over here is that Basar B'chalav is Menos in Tam. So when we say Basar B'chalav is B'mashu, it doesn't mean Chalav in Basar or Basar in Chalav, it means something that's already a Cheftza Shalisser
of basa b'chalav. Says the Mishnah further, v'si'ir mishtalech. Si'ir mishtalech is also asr banan, is asr b'mashu. V'chule, meaning it's not patal even be'elef. V'chulen shenishchutu b'azara. If you have a non-hektish animal, a non-carbon animal that was shechted in the azara, it's also nisrana, that's not going to be batal. Hare elu asurin v'osim b'kol shu. All of these things that we're mentioning in the Mishnah, they're all asr, and they would asr b'kol shu. So Tana Maika Chashiv, what does it take to make the list in our Mishnah? What is the Tana trying to list over here? Is the Tana just listing everything that it can think of that's an Isra'na? Is the Tana listing everything that is a Dover Sheva Minyan? If either of those are the criteria, something significant is missing from the list. Says the Gemara, if the Tana is just trying to rattle off everything that's a davar shebeminyan, so the good cut of meat, that's nevela meat, is also a davar shebeminyan. So how come that didn't make the list? If the Tana is just mentioning everything that's asr b'hanah, l'sinami chametz b'pesach. Why doesn't it mention chametz b'pesach? That's also an israna. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba v'item Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, hay Tana tarti islay. The criteria that are necessary to make the list in our Mishnah is they got to be both. It has to be both a davar shebeminyan and isurei hana'a. So that's why chametz bepesach doesn't make the list. Granted, it's an isurei hana'a, but it's not a davar shebeminyan. Chatichas nevela doesn't make the list. Granted, it's a davar shebeminyan, but it's not an isurei hana'a. Frak the Gemara of Elisni Agoze Perech v'Rimone Badon. Why doesn't it mention Agoze Perech and Rimone Badon did Davar Shebeminyan v'Isuri Hana'ahu? Because those items are both a Davar Shebeminyan and an Isur Hana'a. Rashi points out Agoze Perech Mako M'chein Rimone Badon Im Shal Orla U Shal Kilea Kerem Hein V'Nis Arvu Be'elef Kula Nidluku, that these are Chashava, Agozim, and Rimonim, that if they are Orla or Kilea Kerem, it's not that all Agozim or Rimonim from these specific places are automatically asr. No, we're saying that if they're Arla or they're Kilea Kerem, they are these things that are asr b'ana, and they're also Davar Shebeminyan, because they're very Chashva, Egozim, and Rimonim. So they're Davar Shebeminyan. So why don't we mention that? Why don't they get mentioned in the Mishnah as things that asr b'kol shehu? So says the Gemara, Hatana lehasam. They should get mentioned in the Mishnah, but they're already mentioned in a Mishnah in Meseches Arla. So the Tana doesn't see the need to repeat it since it's already mentioned in Meseches. Who doesn't remember all the Mishnayos in Meseches Arla? So the Mishnah over there says, Haroi la Arla Arla, Haroi la Kilea Kerem, Kilea Kerem. And so it makes the list over there. So says Mar Belisni Kikaros Shel Balabayis. Well, why don't we mention Kikor Shel Balabayis when it comes to Chametz Pesach? Meaning, what do we say? Why is it that Chametz Pesach doesn't make our list? After all, it's an Isra Hana'a. Oh, because it's not a Davar Shebeminyan. But what if you have Chametz Pesach that is a Davar Shebeminyan? You make these delicious challahs, so when you would sell a challah, you would sell by number when a woman's put a cheshbening her challahs, what she has for Shabbos to give away to that. So she's going to count exactly how many she has. It's certainly a Davar Shebeminyan, it's a davar chashuv in its own right. So why don't we mention that? So the gears on the side over here is man shamalei damar chavetz v'pesach asr b'ana, Rabbi Akiva. That who's the one that holds that the chametz pesach is asr b'ana? This is the gears of the Ran. Is that it's Rabbi Akiva? Well, hatanalei hasam Rabbi Akiva mosif af kikar shel balabayis ein achinami. And the Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva would add kikar shel balabayis to the list. But if you hold not like Rabbi Akiva, the chametz b'pesach is not asr b'ana, so then you understand why chametz b'pesach would not be on our list. Now, the first, a few things about chametz b'pesach over here. It's an appropriate day to talk about it, I guess, right? So first of all, the Shara Melech raises the question in the fifth parak of Hilchos Ishus. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that even if the Tana wanted to bring Yisrei Anah, it doesn't mention chametz b'pesach because it holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili in Meseches Pesachim, the chametz b'pesach is mutar b'anah. So the mitzvah Eson suggests Rabbi Yossi Aglili
does not matir, is not matir getting hanar from chametz only b'shas, except for b'shas bi'uro, when you are destroying it. But all other hanos of chametz Pesach, even Rabbi Yosef Glili would say that it's an iser hana'a. It's only as you're burning it, you're allowed to benefit from the fire of the burning it. But the Gemara raised this other question, that if the Mishnah wants to write all isuri hana'a, why don't we mention chametz b'Pesach is one of the isuri hana'a? So the Achronim raised the kasha, that according to the Shittas Rambam, we alluded to this yesterday, but according to the Shittas Rambam, the Rambam holds in the 15th parak of Machalos Asurot, that chametz b'Pesach is a davar she'eshu matirin, and is not batel. It's questionable whether that's true, that chametz Pesach is davar she'eshu matirin, because davar she'eshu matirin means that, yeah, right now it's asur, but just give it time, it will become mutter. Chametz b'Pesach will stop becoming an isur kares, right? It's not good, but it will become chametz she'avar alav Pesach. But Shittas Rambam is a chametz b'Pesach is a davar she'eshu matirin. The rule is davar she'eshu matirin is not batal. So why in the kash of the Gemara does the Gemara hold that the Mishnah should have mentioned chametz b'Pesach? There's no chiddush in mentioning chametz Pesach. Of course, chametz b'Pesach is not batal. It's a davar she'eshlo matirin according to the Rambam. So the Lech Mishnah suggests that the Gemara thought that even so, the Tana should have mentioned it because it mentions Petra Chamar, even though you could be poda it. So apparently, we're mentioning things that are davar she'eshlo matirin, meaning it's not going to bother us that it's not such a great chiddush to mention it. Furthermore, the Lech Mishnah suggests the Gemara doesn't mean to ask why doesn't it mention chametz that's asuba, that the din of chametz asuba na. The Gemara is asking from the Lashon of the Mishnah, ve'elu asurin, sounds like only these. So we're asking that the Mishnah, not that chametz Pesach needed to be on the list, but at least you should have used a different word. Ve'elu implies that these and only these, not just that these happen to be things that are asur mashu, but that this is an exhaustive list and these are the only things that are asur b'mashu. There's also a discussion, this relates to obviously the sugyas in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim about chametz Pesach and the nature of its iser. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that on a daraisa level, midaraisa, bebittel bial masagi. To get rid of chametz, all you need to do is bittel, and then you won't be in violation of bayirah bayimatsa. The requirement of bedika biur, that's a requirement in midarabanan, to do bedika and biur chametz. Now, the reason that it's good enough to do bittel on the daraisa level is a machlokas rishonim in Maseches Pesachim. Rashi writes, because the pasuk says, ach beyom arishon tashpisu sar mibateichem, it doesn't say, tevaru sar mibateichem. It doesn't say that you have to burn it, that you have to destroy it. It says tashpisu. So tashpisu must mean that even hashpasa believe that's considered even bittel is good enough. Tosus, however, over there says that no, when you do bittel, it's hefker, it's not yours, and therefore you can't be in violation of anything because you've made it entirely hefker. So Tosus asks on Rashi that the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Kiva learns from the pasuk of Ach B'Yom HaRishon tashpisu that your mevar chametz already on erev Pesach. Kodem chatzos, you need to be mevar chametz, like we'll do today. So it sounds like from that pasuk we learn that you do have to destroy the chametz. So it can't be that it's about erev Pesach. So it can't be about being mevar on Yom Tov, because Rabbi Kiva holds ein bir chametz el sreifa, and you're not allowed to do sreifas chametz on Yom Tov. So it must be that it's all about erev Yom Tov. So from Rabbi Kiva, you see that hashpasa means havar be'esh, because it's something that has to be dafka done in Erev Yom Tov. So how could Rashi say that hashbasa means that it's just believe that that's hashbasa? So in our sugya, the Gemara asks, why don't we mention kikar shel balabayis as far as chametz b'Pesach not being batel? And the Gemara says that the bal shmua is Rabbi Akiva, and we already quote this din in Rabbi Akiva's name elsewhere. So we mentioned the girsa of the Ran over here is that only Rabbi Akiva holds chametz b'Pesach is asra. So the chara, that's very difficult. Does only Rabbi Kiva hold chametz Pesach is asur ba'ana, that everyone else would hold it's mutter ba'ana? And even according to the girsa that we have in our Gemara, it's difficult if you hold like the shitos in Rishonim that even a davar yavish b'davar yavish is not batal b'Pesach. So why does the Mishnah mention kikaros? Even a prusa is in a batal Pesach. Any davar yavish doesn't have to be full kikaros. So when you put it all together, that Rabbi Yonis Neibishitz in this crazy place, suggests that the Gemara is talking about not Pesach, our Gemara is talking about
Erev Pesach. So that's the ultimate Tav Yomi coincidence, that our whole sugya, when it talks about Chametz B'Pesach, it doesn't mean Chametz B'Pesach, it means Chametz on Erev Pesach, from Chatzos until Pesach starts. That during that time, Chametz is batel b'shishim, but a kikar, which is the Davar Chashuv, is not going to become batel. And with that, we could explain the Ran as well, that only Rabbi Akiva holds that Chametz is Asubana. Only Rabbi Akiva holds Chametz Asubana. Yeah, and Erev Pesach, only Rabbi Akiva holds Chametz is Asubana. On Pesach itself, in a Chinami, everyone's going to hold that it's Asubana. So if you say like that, says the Rabbi Yonah Snipes, it's in crazy placey, that our sugi is Dafka talking about Erev Pesach, it will all make sense. And based on that, Milchas Yitzchak explains Shitas Rashi, that all of Tosos, that all the Rishonim ask on Tosos, Tosos says it's all about Hefker. So all the Rishonim reject Tosos. What do you mean? A Hefker has to be done in front of three people. Bittel Belev is Dvarim Shebelev is Einam Dvarim. So how could Bittel alone work? And so the Ran says that since Chametz is already Einu Birshusa Shaladam, because you're not allowed to get enough from it, and it's only Asana Kosov Kilu Hu Birshuso, in that you're responsible for it, so a Giloy Das is good enough, and you don't need all the criteria that's normally required for Hefker. But Shitas Rashi is that Chametz after 6 hours is only an Isser Bal Yira, but there's no Isser Hana'a min HaTorah after 6 hours. So you can't say that Bittel is going to help Mishum Hefker, because during that time the Chametz is still Birshus HaShaladam, there's no Isser Hana'a, and therefore it has to be that Bittel is considered a Hashbasa. You can't say that Bittel is working within Hefker, there's no Svara to say that way if it's still a Heter Hana'a, it's still Birshus HaShaladam. So Milchas Yitzchak just writes in this Tshuva in Chela Gimel, Simin Membeis, that La Lach we pass in the Chametz on Erev Pesach La'achar Sheishos is Asabana Mida or Raisa, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That's what Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Mem Gimel. And according to Rashi, that Dafka follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva mentioned in our Mishnah, and therefore Bittel will work Midin Hefker L'chaladeo. So that is because it's Nisrana Mida or Raisa. So that's a little bit about Chametz today on Erev Pesach. So says the Gemara further now, Harei Elu, the Mishnah said that all of these things are asurin and asur b'kolshu. Whenever you say harei elu, it means these and not others. So the Gemara says, the mutemai, what are you trying to exclude from the list when you say dafka that it's harei elu? So the mutei davar shebeminyan velavi sirena. Inami l'mutei surina lo davar sheminyan. Either it's being memayit those things that are davar sheminyan but are not isurina, or those things that are isurina and are not a davar sheminyan. Like we mentioned before, chatichas nevela, chametz bepesach. That would fit one criteria and not the other. If you look at Tosos, the mutei davar sheminyan ve'ein isurina, l'chora mashma dasan mutei de lo havi b'mashuhu, that these things are not going to be asked, they're not going to ask for b'mashuhu. If it's something that's a davar sheminyan, but it's not an isur bana, it sounds like it's not going to ask for b'mashuhu. V'im kain, says Tosos, if that's what our Gemara is saying, Pliga hachtaach alid perikid anasha diktani yasim dechatichas nevela ena betela mishum david davar sheminyan. The Gemara Kulin says very clearly, and this is Allah Pesuka in Yerodea, that a davar sheminyan is not batel. There's no requirement that it has to be in Isra Anah as well. A piece of nevela, if it's a davar sheminyan, does not become batel. Avagav de lo avi Isra Anah v'kasha dimkein avalil tamud lasim esis nidasim nifkam in ehi da'acha. So it's one thing to have a stira in sugis, to have an argument in sugis, not to even mention that there's a Mishnah in Kulin, which is the Iker Sugya about Taroves, that there's a Mishnah that says that a davar sheminyan is not batel. L'chach nirali l'mutei dekamar hacha haynu d'lo chashiv hacha davar sheminyan v'lo yisuri ana shlo yorod lishnos rak hecha di ikatarti v'chi agavne ika perakam de babakama l'mutei mosr mefagal davinami pir shlo yorod lishnosam afagav de mechayev alayu. Says Tosos, what the Gemara means to say over here is not that these items are not asur b'kol. Of course there are also b'kolshu. The Mishnah doesn't mention them. Meaning we're asking what it takes to get mentioned in our Mishnah, not what it takes to asur b'kolshu. So davar sheminyan ein achinami is going to asur b'kolshu. It just doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah. And he says you have that way sometimes. Anyway, he brings a raya from the first parak of Baba Kama, where also we don't list certain items amongst the avos nezikin, not because they are not forms of nezek. They are
forms of nezek, but the Mishnah was talking about certain types of forms of nezek and not other types of forms of nezek. Says the Mishnah now, bottom of Ayin Dalar Manav, Yayin Nesek Shnafel Bar. Kulo asubana. If Yai Nesach falls into a bar, the whole thing is asubana. Rav Shimon Liel Omer, no, you don't have to ask the whole thing bana. Yimaker kulo lovdi chavim, chutz midme Yai Nesach shmo. Just sell the whole thing to an ovid chavim, minus the price of the Yai Nesach, so that you'll get paid for the rest of the Yayin, except for the Yai Nesach. So that's a machlokes in our Mishnah. Yai Nesach falls into a bar, do you have to lose out on all of it, or can you sell the rest of it? So Amar Rav Halacha, Rav Shimon Liel, we could be makel like Rav Shimon Liel, but only chavis bechavios. When it's a barrel of yayin nesach that gets mixed in with other barrels, avalo yayin beyayin. But if it's liquid, if it's yayin that falls in with other yayin, then we cannot be makel like Rav Shimon Liel. Then we would follow the Tanakama. Ushmol amar afilu yayin beyayin. Shmuel would say even if it's yayin beyayin, we could follow Rav Shimon Liel. V'chenam Rabba v'chanam Rabbi Yochanan afilu yayin beyayin. V'chenam Shmuel bar Nasr Rabbi Chanina afilu yayin beyayin. V'chenam Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Avua afilu yayin. So lots of people hold yayin b'yayin. We'd still follow Rav Shimon Liel. Amar Rav Nachman halach lemaisa yayin esach yayin b'yayin aser chavis b'chavis mutter halach lemaisa. Rav is correct that only chavis b'chavis is going to be mutter. If it's yayin b'yayin, it's going to be aser. Stam yayin, but if it's not yayin esach, it's just stam yayinam. I feel the yayin b'yayin mutter. Then all of these other amoraim are going to be correct, and we're going to say that even if it's yayin b'yayin, it's going to be mutter. If you look at the bottom Tosos, Amar Rav, Halach Rav Shimon Liel b'chavis, Tamar Yimach Rukulu b'chavim, V'im Tamar v'chipalag Rav Shimon Liel astam asnisin, Dikatani yayin esach b'mashu, V'kmin b'chavis b'in achavios v'kamar b'mashu. Does Rav Shimon Liel disagree with a stam Mishnah that chavis b'chavis asers b'mashu? V'yishlom Rav Shimon Liel mukilo le'inyan shloya cholim kor kol echad ve'echad levado, l'fishenu batal mavi yayin esach hetra yidei bitul, avokol t'rov zvada yachlim kor chutz midmei chavis shabo. No, of course he agrees that chavis b'chavis is asus b'mashu. What does it mean that it's asus b'mashu? It means that you're not allowed to sell individually each chavis, because each one might be the one and never becomes batal. But to sell the entire tarovis minus the yayin esach, so you're actually not getting anah from the yayin esach. That's all he's being mechadesh. But on an individual level, one by one, they're certainly going to be usher to sell. Now the sugya moves, the Mishnah moves to a different discussion, and that is how to kasher a wine press that an ovid chavim was connected with, that an ovid chavim worked in the wine press or dealt with the wine press. So how do you kasher such a wine press? So says the Mishnah, gas shel evan. If you have a place where they crush grapes and it's made out of evan, it's made out of stone, but shezivsa ovid chavim, the guy lined it with tar, and what they would typically do is they would put some wine into the tar so that the taste of the zephes, the taste of the tar, wouldn't destroy all the wine. So they would give a little bit of flavor into the tar, but not for the purpose of flavoring the wine, just for the purpose of avoiding the terrible flavor of the tar. But because there is that yayin there, so menagva vihitahara. In order to kasher it, you need to dry it out. The Gemara will explain exactly what that means to dry it out. It's mayim and efer, and exactly how long a process that is, we'll discuss that bezros Hashem. So the gas shall eat if the gas is made out of wood. Rebbe Yomri Yenagev, Rebbe says you dry it out. The chamim omrim yiklof es hazefes, that it's not enough to do niguv, because gas shall eat the zephes will get more absorbed into the wood than it would into even. So yiklof es hazefes, you need to scrape off all of the zephes, and then according to many Rishonim, then your menagev after scraping it off. So it needs both niguv and scraping and niguv. Shalcheres af bi shakalaf es hazefes harezu asura, and it's made out of cheres, and forget it, even if you scrape it off, it's still going to be asur, because the cheres itself becomes totally absorbed with the yayin, and it's not just the zephes that you, the pitch or the tar that you lined it with, the whole thing through and through is going to have the tam of the yayin in it. So three different types of wine presses, three different halachos. Shel even, all you have to do is dry it out. Shel eight, drying and scraping. Shel cheres, nothing will be enough.
Amar Rav Dafka Zifsa Aval Dorach Ba'lo, that this halacha that you need to do niguv is only if the guy had tarred it. But if he was just Dorich Hanavim, he would just crush grapes in it, but he never actually put tar with wine in it, then you're not going to even need niguv, something less than niguv. What's less than niguv? Hadacha. You rinse it out, you wash it out, that's all you're going to need. Says Gemara, Pshita, Zifsa Tanan. What's Rav telling me a chiddush? There's no chiddush over here. It says in the Mishnah, if he tarred it. Obviously, if he didn't tar it, then it's going to be less. So says Gemara, no, Mao de Tema, who I did not feel the darach ba. I might have thought that the same halacha would apply, even if all the guy did was darich the grapes. Vaidu Katani Zifsa, the reason I mentioned Zifsa, Urcha de Milsa Katani, is that that's typically what they would do. They would put wine in the gas at the time that they were mezafis it, but it doesn't mean to tell me that it would be different if it was darach ba. So kamash milan. That's why Rav has to tell me that it would be different if it was darach ba. But then there's a different version of what exactly Rava said, that when the Mishnah says that a gas shaleven, that zivsa ovid chavim, that you have to do niguv, dafka zivsa aval darach ba lo sagi la b'niguv, that that's only if he was zivsa, but if he was actually darach ba, not enough to do niguv. You're going to need to take off the zephyr, scrape it off, because we assume that through the pressing the grapes after he was mezafes, then it really got in, the flavor really got in into the zephes. The flavor of the yayin really got into the zephes. That's the understanding. So says Gemara, yeah, pshita, zifsa tanan. Of course, it's only talking about if he was zifsa, but if he was zifsa and darachba would be worse. That's why the Mishnah says zifsa, because that's what we're talking about. So says Gemara, no, ma'u detemu adin afilu darachba. I would have thought that the same would be true even if he was darachba, that all you need to do is dry it out. Vaidik tani zifsa or chedemilsa katani. And the reason it mentions zifsa is because that's the derech, that they put wine in the gas at the time that the mezafis it, but not to tell me that it would be different if it was darachba. Kamashmalan dafka zifsa of darachba lo sagi lo meniguv. That's right, it's telling me that it's dafka zifsa, but if it was darachba, it wouldn't be enough even to do a niguv. Now the Gemara brings a Maisa where we show like the second version of Rava, that if a guy was actually dorich in the gas and the gas was mizufefes, it's not going to be enough to be menagiv to dry it out. You're going to need to actually scrape off the zefes. Like the story that happened that came to Rabbi Chiya, where a guy was mezafes the gas, and they came to Rabbi Chiya. So Amrlei, the person said to Rabbi Chiya, Havli gavra de dachi li ma'atzarti. Give me a person who could be metaher my gas. So Amrlei le Rav. So Rabbi Chiya said to Rav, let me send you for the job. Zil bade, go with this guy. Meaning they provided a service. You're going to go and you're going to kasher sometimes Chabad or something will come and kasher your kitchen or something like that. So they provided a service. You go and you kasher the guy's gas. So go. So he sent Rav for the job. Zil ba'day v'chazi d'lo mitzavchas alai be'midrasha. But make sure you do a good job and that I don't have people yelling at me in the base medrash that I'm sending these clowns to do a half a job and they're not doing it right. So make sure you do a proper job. Make sure you're thorough and they don't get yelled at in the base medrash. Why would you get yelled at in the base medrash? Because I'm going to have to Paskin tomorrow, then all the wine is us. I'm going to ruin this guy's business or all of his wine, and then people will never be happy with that. So Azul Chazi Davashia Tfei. So Rav went and he saw that the gas was very smooth. Amar Havade Beniguv Sagile. He said, so smooth, it doesn't have cracks. It's got to be that all you need to do is niguv, because the guy was never dorich on it. So clearly the wine hasn't really gotten absorbed into it. So niguv is going to be good enough. Badid Ka Azul Vasi. But when Rav was really examining a little further, he saw some cracks underneath the stone, and he saw that those cracks were full of wine. So Amar Halo Sagila Beniguv. He says, oh, it must be that the niguv is not good enough. Ela Bekilov. We're actually going to have to scrape off the zephes, because obviously the guy was darachba, and that's how it got worse. Meaning, if he was only zafesid say nachinami, niguv would have helped. But that's not what was going on over here. Clearly, the guy was darachba, and that's how the wine got so deeply embedded into this wine press. And now Rav appreciated the wisdom of Rabbi Chiya. Now Rav says, that's what Rabbi Chiya, Chabibi means my
my uncle, because he was his uncle. Rav was both Ben Achiv and Ben Achoso of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya's brother married Rabbi Chiya's half brother married Rabbi Chiya's half sister. The two of them were not related to each other, but they were both related to Rabbi Chiya. So it makes for a funny family tree. But Rav was the product of it, so it seems to have worked out. Ivo was the father of Rav, was Rabbi Chiya's brother, and Rabbi Chiya's mother was Rav's sister from his mother. So Ivo was Rav's was Rabbi Chiya's brother from his father, and Rav's mother was. This comes up in a number of places in Shas. Abba Kayem, Ima Kayem, right? When the Gemara talks about how you're not supposed to in the beginning of Pesachim, how you're not supposed to spread bad news. So when Rav saw Rabbi Chiya, he asked him. Rabbi Chiya asked him, "No, is your father alive?" He said, "My mother's alive." "Is your mother alive?" "My father's alive," because they both died. So he didn't want to respond to the question directly. So that from that conversation, also you see this relationship. So anyway, so he said, "Ah, I have such a smart uncle, a double uncle. He's my uncle on two sides. I have such a smart uncle." Chazi, when he said Chazi lo mitzav chasalai b'beis midrasha, when he said I should see to it that they don't yell at me in the beis medrash, because if I would have paskined for him that it's good enough to do a niguv, and they would have been Dorei Chanavim after the niguv, all the wine would have been ruined. But bottom line is, you see, the second version of Rava is correct. That what did Rava say? That if Dorachba, that if it was actually Dorachba, it makes it much, much worse, and you're going to need a lot more than a niguv. Now the Gemara brings how to deal with the various kelim of Gayim that are wine related. Hagas, a kli that they use to crush the grapes. Vamachas, the kli that they bring the wine from the bar to the barrel. Vamashbech, and the funnel that they pour it through. Shalov dechavim, all of these things, if they're made out of cheres, and the guy was mizafif them, Rebbe matir benigov. Rebbe says you can use them as long as you're menagev them, and that's good enough. The chavim also, the chavim say, even nigov is not going to be good enough. Umod the Rebbe with kankanim shalov dechavim shehin asurin. And Rebbe says, if you have kankanim shalov dechavim, that they were not mizafis, they're going to be asur. What's the difference between kankanim that are aser and other kelim that you could just do niguv and they're mutter? Kankanim are meant to hold wine for a long time, so they're going to be aser. Even niguv is not going to work. But all these other things hold wine for some time in the production process, but then the wine goes in, goes out. It's quicker, so that is not going to be aser. All you got to do is niguv. Shaleitz v'shalev and yinagiv. So the brisa says if these kelim are made out of wood or of stone, then you could be a menagev. V'mahayimuzufafin asurin. But if a guy had tarred them, then they're going to be asur. So ask the Gemara. I v'atanan. It says in our Mishnah, gas shel even shezipsovid chavim minagva v'itara. The Brisa says if it's even mizufafes, everyone's going to hold that it's asur. Our Mishnah says you could do niguv, and not only that, the Mishnah says that according to Rebbe, a gas shel eitz that's mizufafes, you could be menagev. The Brisa sounds like a gas shalait says Musafefes is us, even according to Rebbe, because they never distinguished. Says Gemara, Masnisin de lo Darachba. Our Mishnah is talking about that the guy was never Dorech Anavim in the gas. So gas shalevin, according to everyone, is going to, Niguv is going to be good enough. Shalait, Rebbe is going to hold the Niguv is good enough. Brisa de Darachba, but the Brisa is talking about where you took that next step, you were actually Dorech Anavim there. So since wine gets into the cracks when you're Dorech Anavim, even a gas shalevin is going to be usher until you actually peel off, scrape off the zephis. Amar Mar. So we mentioned in the Brisa, Hagas, Vamachas, Vamashpech, Shalov de Kochavim, Rebbe Matir Beniguv. Rebbe says all you need to do is Niguv. Vacham Moshe and Lacham say no, Niguv is not good enough. I vanan tnan shel cheres afal pi shekolaf es hazeves harezu asura. Our Mishnah said that if it's made out of cheres is boleya, the wine totally through and through, and therefore the whole thing is going to be asur. Nothing you do is going to make it okay. That's against Rebbe, who apparently holds that all of these kelim are made out of cheres and you could be matar them beniguv. So Amarav is safe at the masnisin asal and the rabbanan. The safe of our Mishnah in Ochinami is against Rebbe. Assumes like the sheet of the Chachamim, who disagree with Rebbe and hold that the gas is going to be asur.
Darash Rava, Nava Artachu. If they heat up the gas that you buy from a guy, meaning gas shall eight or shall even, that's mezufaf, and they were dorich on it, that the Brisa said that according to everyone is asr ad sheyiklof, if you want to use it right away, you do agala. You boil up some water in it, and that will kasher it for immediate usage. Rava kev mashadu gufi larpanya. When Rava would send wine jugs to Harpanya in the hands of a guy, he would pack it in a bag. He would turn the kankanim upside down in the bag, and he would tie the bag on the top of that way it was like shnei chosamos, it was like two seals on the bag that was sending the kankanim. He holds that any kli that's meant to hold wine for a long time, even if you're only giving it to a guy for a short period of time to watch, they made a gzera that you can't do that unless you have shnei chosamos, and that's why he was so makbid on putting shnei chosamos. Tomorrow we'll begin the sugya discussing kashering kelim and how the kashering process works. Okay.